You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An extreme heat watch is in effect through tonight. The National Weather Service says it'll be dangerously high heat and humidity, with the heat index making it feel as hot as 107. Officials say to make sure to check on neighbors. You can call 211 to find a cooling center near you if you need to get out of the heat. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. You may have already seen the image, but authorities are hoping it is still being shared. The Wisconsin State Capitol Police are asking for help identifying a shirtless man caught on video trying to open the door of State Representative Priscilla Prado's Milwaukee home late Monday night. The man, described as a white male in his late 40s or early 50s with shoulder-length blonde hair, did not get inside the home but did wander around the property for several minutes. Anyone with information is urged to contact Capitol Police. A new housing development in Brown Deer is opening its doors tomorrow. The Milwaukee County Executive will be among the dignitaries at a ribbon cutting for the Wooddale Crossing Residencies. That includes 56 units and on-site independent living help. It's meant for seniors who need affordable and supportive living. Jewish Family Services, Inc. is operating the facility, which is part of a growing campus that now serves over 400 residents. The Milwaukee area is a prime spot for college graduates looking for work. Joanne Krulatz has more.
A study from payroll services provider ADP says Milwaukee is the best Midwestern city and second best in the country behind Raleigh, North Carolina, for grads seeking employment. The report considers wage and hiring rates as well as affordability for those in their 20s to determine the survey's rankings. Companies in the Milwaukee area adding a significant number of jobs include Northwestern Mutual, Milwaukee Tool, and Eli Lilly.
High-tech medical training is coming to the area. Waukesha County Technical College is launching a new virtual reality lab for its nursing program to help train more nurses amid a growing shortage. It's funded by a $350,000 state grant, and the lab will let students practice hands-on skills in a lifelike VR setting. It's set to open next spring. The effort joins other local schools like Carthage College and Marquette, which are also expanding nursing programs. A historic Milwaukee bar could soon get official recognition for its impact on the state's LGBTQ+ history. The Wisconsin Historical Society approved the first step in creating a state marker for This Is It. Before its closure in March, it had been the oldest continuously operating LGBTQ+ bar in the state. It opened in 1968. The next step in the process is a full application to the board, with a final decision expected in a few months. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Training camp is underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports in Green Bay, where the Packers training camp got started. The team holding open practice to the public. The players riding the bikes of kids to the Nitschke practice field, a tradition dating back to the Lombardi era. Practices tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, open to fans at 10:30 a.m. Baseball. The Brewers' 11-game winning streak came to an end. Seattle's all-star catcher, Cal Raleigh, got a hold of a solo home run shot off of Nick Mears in the sixth, and that was it. The Brewers losing to the Mariners 1-0. That was the second longest winning streak in Brewers franchise history. NBA, Damian Lillard says, after suffering that torn Achilles tendon, he asked some other athletes for advice, including Kevin Durant and a former Packers player.
You know, I know it's going to be a long journey. I know it's a challenge mentally, you know, just kind of learning more about it, you know, talking to Aaron Rodgers and KD and Rudy Gay, you know, all these guys that experienced it and handled it differently.
That's the Trailblazers' Damian Lillard with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. There will be jerks out there who are just not kind and will take it as offensive just because it is about kindness. That is director James Gunn describing his film Superman while addressing criticism of the film as woke. While addressing the issue, Gunn asks, what is woke? Gunn says Superman is an immigrant and his creators in 1938, Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster, were sons of immigrants. Gunn acknowledged there is an immigrant angle, but that the film is primarily about kindness and morality. James Remar is open to returning as as Richard. Remar was last seen as the boyfriend on season 4 of Sex and the City. Remar says as an actor, he's always taking calls, but he does have one question. Does he have to get naked again? A lot of actors probably ask that. James Remar is now 71, so I think we're all hoping the answer to the naked question is a resounding no. Remar is also known for his roles on Dexter and most famously, in my opinion, The Warriors. Okay, Sandler fans, buckle up. Happy Gilmore 2 is on the way, thrilling golf and comedy fans across the world. Adam Sandler recently told Collider there were serious rewrites of the script due to the passing of Carl Weathers, who played Chubbs Peterson, Gilmore's mentor in the first film in 1996. Weathers passed away last year from a heart attack, forcing the production of Gilmore to adapt. Sandler says there are many tributes to Chubbs in the second installment. Happy Gilmore 2 drops on Netflix Friday, July 25th. Sad news from the world of Ted Lasso, at least if you're a certain actor. Apple TV announced Monday that Jamie Tart will not be lacing them up for AFC Richmond. Actor Phil Dunster will not return in the role, at least not as the series regular. Deadline reports that the actor had already taken a role in a still untitled HBO show with Steve Carell, creating a scheduling conflict. Season 4 of Lasso is currently filming in Kansas City. You heard that right, not in the UK. There is no release date announced yet for the new season. Former star of The Cosby Show, Malcolm Jamal Warner, has passed away. Warner accidentally drowned while swimming in Costa Rica after being pulled under by a current. Warner played Theo Huxtable for 8 seasons on the groundbreaking show from 1984 to 1992. Warner received a Best Supporting Actor Emmy nomination for comedy. He later went on to star in his own sitcom, Malcolm and Eddie. Most recently, he was seen as a series regular on the show The Resident. Malcolm Jamal Warner was 54 years old. Speaking of The Resident, and according to Deadline, producers and actors, including Morris Chestnut and Sean A. Wilson, paid tribute to Malcolm Jamal Warner, calling him larger than life and a really solid human being. Warner made it his goal at a young age not to be a forgotten about childhood star. It was his role as AJ the Raptor Austin that he played for 5 seasons on the Fox medical drama that reintroduced him to audiences as an adult. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy, hot, and humid today. Our high right around 92 this afternoon. The heat index 100 or better later today. Tonight, 77. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. Scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Still hot and muggy with a high of 92. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.